The world does not come to a halt when the moon is void, of course. Really, it doesn't. You know, the only people who stop when the moon's void, of course, are astrologers, which means it's safe for real people to go out. They're all consulting their diaries too and say, oh, moon void, of course, right, no astrologers on the street, I can go at the shops now, right? Without somebody coming up to me and saying, where's your moon? We can now move swiftly along to lunar latitude. Now, most of the time in our astrology, we are concerned with longitude, which is, broadly speaking, movements that way around the sky. The sun comes up over there and it sets over there. We don't pay that much attention to movements up and down in the sky. Now, latitude is of some significance. The ancients paid more attention to latitude, again, broadly speaking, and declination. Now, not actually to do with lunar latitude, but obviously if you're going to win an election, you need to have somebody in charge. And you need to have a king. And to see whether you've got a king or not, a king has got to have a kingly chart. Debates about, you know, who's going to be the next president of America we're talking about the other night. Look at the charts. Who's got the chart of a king? The guy who hasn't got the chart of a king isn't going to become president. There are various considerations in this. There are some to do with the midheaven and what the ruler of the midheaven is doing. By far the most important of these considerations are to do with fixed stars. They're these little white things that are up in the sky outside. Don't get them confused with the big white thing, that's the moon, that's what we've been talking about. There are a list of six of the brightest, most important fixed stars, which are known as royal stars.